The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. A special week of programmes as we celebrate International Women's Day, hear from some truly inspiring women that are involved with netball. And a special week for us as well, as we're also now part of the Sky Programme Guide. If you've got Sky HD, Sky Q or Sky Glass, head to their podcast section and we're now part of their list. Well, on this podcast, Nat has been speaking to Pamela Cookie about what she makes of the league so far and the news that Serena's retiring from the game.
First of all, congratulations on the wedding and the honeymoon.
Thank you. Oh, it was the best experience ever. I'm so thankful and grateful to our family because our gift was a contribution to the honeymoon. So, after finally getting married last July in an amazing ceremony, and then the day, like all our family and friends, was just perfect. And then to have this trip now after the past 2 years that we've had, I just couldn't wish for anything more. And yeah, great to just, so me and Steve just have some quality time together and just experience all those things. Was amazing. Never forget.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I was so jealous looking at your pictures on Instagram, and I was just like, wow, that looks like the trip of a lifetime. I'm so glad it was good. Back in the real world, this season, I think all the fans are really appreciating how kind of competitive and exciting and highly contested all of the fixtures have been so far. How are you finding it from your perspective, and who do you think are the ones to be watching?
It's been amazing, hasn't it? Especially like after last year when we got to see every team, because we obviously had those centralised venues, and that was an amazing product to have. And then to get the opportunity now that we can go back to home venues and people can feel the experience of being in front of a home crowd. And Sky now showing 3 games each week. So it's steadily progressing, and it's just such a fab opportunity for us to see these amazing athletes in action. So I got to see the first couple of rounds before we went away. And since we've landed, I've been on the TV, on YouTube.
Catching up on the game.
Yeah, that I've missed. Like you say, some of those score lines, round six was amazing. So close. Yeah. And I guess, there's three teams that stand out. So you've got Manchester Thunder, who their attacking firepower is just crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even with those depletions in the defensive end, they've still managed to kind of get those wins under their belt. So now they've got Shadeen van der Merwe back in the squad. You just think on paper, across the board and breadth of the court, so strong, and they've been showing what they can do on the courts as well. And then you've got Loughborough Lightning. Alice Harvey has really impressed me, and with Fran Williams, they've settled so quickly together, and they're turning over so much ball. And then you've got the consistency of their attacking ends that have been together for quite a few years now, and they're just finding Mary Cholhock so easily and carving through defenders. So I think we've not seen a Lightning Thunder game as yet. I think when we do see those both teams come up against each other, that's going to be a real cracker of a game. And then the last one to watch is London Pulse. How exciting that young team is just really stepping up and enjoying being on this stage. And I think for Lips Sheen, being that starting goal shooter, she's really embraced that and really taken confidence from that. And then you've got Fadoju down the other end just turning over ball for fun. The two imports, Taylor Honey and Sasha, they've are now starting to find their feet, I think, and gelling in with that mix. And then you've got Decker, and then you've got Ellie Rattu at centre. Just all learning their craft, but not being afraid of putting it out there on the court. And they're just really, really exciting to watch. And I know that there's just three teams who are kind of up there at the moment, but across the Super League, I can name players that have really stood up for their franchises. And I think it's really good to see that the level that we're aspiring to and getting to is being shown.
Obviously, everything that's kind of happening this season has kind of got one eye looking ahead at the summer and at the Commonwealth Games. And we all know that it's going to be highly contested to make it into that Roses squad. And I wonder who you think so far is kind of really out there contesting for those spots that we think are up for grabs.
Yeah, definitely. And Well, with that shocking news from Serena Guthrie, the legend that is, what big shoes Jess now has to fill in terms of, well, she was a foregone conclusion. She's the England captain, and I'm so pleased that and happy for her with her news and what it's going to mean for her family. But on the netball side, we're really gutted that we're not going to get to see her again on our home soil. And like, she just defies the laws of physics sometimes in terms of her skill and attributes. It's just crazy. So a real miss for the fans as well as the team that we don't get to see her out there. But in terms of moving forward then in England, the Roses will have to kind of regroup and find that kind of replacement. In terms of the team, I know there's lots of different like theories and thoughts of who should be in, who shouldn't be in there. And I've gone round and round in my head. But if I was to name my 12 now, it would be Joe Harton, Helen Housby, Nat Metcalf, Jay Clark, Jeeva Mentor, Beth Cobden, Stacey Francis, Ellie Cardwell, Layla Guska, Ebony Osuro-Brown. That's my 11 that I think are definitely on the bus. Okay. And then you've got that 12th spot, which for me, it's a toss-up between Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, Chelsea Pittman, with the news of Serena, maybe a Gabby Marshall, Ellie Ratu. And then I've also got in the back of my mind that for Mifa Doju, she could be that rising star that could do some real damage that teams have never seen her before on that international stage. And so it could be a good big surprise for them. Sorry, I've not told you by 12. I never stick to the answer of the question.
Okay, well, that is big insight to hear your 12. That's exciting because I think people are... It keeps changing for everyone, and it's changing for me in my mind. I know all on the team here at the Netball Show, we keep going round and round in circles of being like, who's going to make it? And I just love seeing the kind of drive from everyone really putting it out there. Like, people are really trying to show their worth, and this is a huge opportunity for so many people. And like you say, there is scope there to bring in somebody who is a complete unknown that, you know, the likes of Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica don't know about them, don't know how they play. It could offer something completely different. And so that is incredibly exciting. So who on that, from that list then, are you thinking, there are some names there that I'm thinking, okay, but what about X, Y, and Z? Are there some people who are nearly making the cut who you think could still get into that 12 depending on how their seasons go?
Yeah, it's true. I think the shooting end for me is where, like, that's the bit of so you've obviously got the Joe, you've got the Helen, you've got the Nats that are just solid. They're going regardless. I think Ellie Cardwell has played herself into that position through the quad series and what she's doing now in Super League. And so it is kind of that wing attack position, and whether you go kind of centre wing attack in terms of Laura Malcolm, I think this news from Serena kind of gives her a little bit more of a weighting in terms of needing to be in that team. Or whether you go the goal attack, wing attack route with a Sophie Drakeford-Lewis in terms of how she's progressing and needing a little bit of a cover for the shooters because they can't play every single game. But then you've got Chelsea Pittman, who has just put her hand up now, and she's got that experience. It will depend, obviously, on how much court time she gets over in Australia, with Perth fever. So you're right. I think... yes, you've got some names where you can put your stamp on it and go, yeah, they're definitely going to be there. But I think there is still scope for others to really kind of show Jess and the team that they need to be there and they should be there, and they will do a damaging job to the other team if they get selected. Yeah. I think it's really interesting because, like, Australia, I was so surprised to see what I saw in January from them after not seeing them for what was it, 2 years since they last played? Yeah. But they then came to, and Greta Barretta, what a standout that she was. And they've got names across the board and those that can step up. I think it's still open, though. New Zealand weren't the strongest. And I think even Dame Nolene Torres says that she's still got work to do with them, and she's still waiting to see who can step up from the ANZ League. And then she'll pick the squad from that. So still working on that. And Jamaica, you just never know what you're going to get. They could be a true firepower, or they could just not turn up on that day. But seeing them win that last test before Christmas shows that they have got something in them, that they can really shine when given that opportunity and given a solid kind of seven.
Absolutely.
To work with.
That's the danger with them, isn't it? And that you can never discount them, even if they've had rocky games, even if the last game you played them against was an absolute walloping, that doesn't mean they're not going to be a completely different team and turn it on. They have this crazy ability to just take it up a notch. Like, how? Where did that come from? It's crazy.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. And just from your perspective, I'm interested to know where you think Jess should be bringing that extra person into. Like, where is it on our squad that we need that cover? We need that wiggle room. Like, which part of the court do we need to have an extra player who can just walk on and make an impact?
Yeah. Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it? I think we're still needing to find that wing attack position. I think that is going to be key for us and who can do that consistently to that high level. I think that's where it is for me. I think in defence, we will turn over ball. Leila Guskov has been outstanding. And how she's from minute zero to minute 60 and still got more in the tank. And then you've got the likes of the legends, the Juve mentor in the back. And Stacey Francis wasn't very well for the January series. It goes COVID, and we've seen in past what she can do. So you're going to turn over ball with Beth Cobden at wing defence. You've got Jay Clark in that middle. So it's just now how we can string it together to make sure that we then show that down in that attacking end.
Yeah, that connecting step, that's what we need to figure out. That makes sense. So I guess we've already mentioned it, but let's talk about Serena and the saddest and happiest news for netball. Obviously, incredible. She's having a baby. She's starting a new chapter in her life. So delighted for her and Bob. And, you know, it's wonderful to see that she's making that decision. And as she said in her video, it's the right decision for her. And, you know, we all completely support her and get behind her. But, you know, on a personal level, am I gutted I'm not going to see her play again? Yes, I am, because she's one of my favourite players to watch on the court. She is just an absolute force. I don't think I've seen anybody use their body in the way that she uses her body. And yeah, it's so sad that we're not going to see any more of that. And I hope someone's like collecting all her best bits so we can just watch it on repeat.
Totally. And you're so right. There will be thousands upon thousands of clips of her just doing, as you say, defying the laws of physics in terms of what she can do in terms of keeping that ball on court and how she sees the space and reads the game. And like you said, for me, I'm so pleased for her in terms of where life is going, and she's able to kind of have a little baby Bobby with Bob, and then she can take kind of all the thoughts and wishes that she wants to do off the court and start to put that into motion a little bit earlier than what she wanted to do, obviously. Yeah. But it's an opportunity now that she'll grab with both hands. But like you say, again, on the court side, I'm gutted, absolutely devastated that we won't get to see her at the World Commonwealth Games, because she just brings so much individually in terms of when she can. She's a match winner. When we need ball, she will get us ball. When we need to get that hard drive into that attacking end and feed the shooter, she will do that for us. When we need her to lift everybody else because of what she can do with her own setting her own high standards. She gives that energy off to everybody else, and everyone just has fun on the court with her in that environment. I think Jess has really allowed her to just be that free spirit and be herself. And I think she's really thrived being that natural, authentic self. And the England team have thrived with that. And so, definitely gutted that we won't get to see her play one last time. But the memories will always be there, and I'm sure.
Yeah, well, they will. And then just in terms of her kind of her impact on the game, you know, how do you sum it up in terms of the domestic game and her stamp on the international side as well?
Well, she's in everybody's like team of the week this starting seven. She throughout her career, and it was such a privilege that I can call her a friend, and I knew her from when she started off, when she first came to teen staff at that fresh-faced teenager. And she just had that spark in her that you knew something amazing was going to come from that. And I've just seen her develop over the years and gain that confidence, gain that leadership role as well, in terms of how she not just does it herself, but she impacts on other people to be better as well. And right, yeah. From our first tour in Australia, in Monash, in the Back and Beyond, where we shared her. And I saw that spirit then, and I got to know what she's like as a person and as a player, and everybody, whether it's fans, whether it's her teammates, whether it's her coaches, anybody who kind of is in that room with her or in that environment with her, you can just see them kind of gain some of her energy. She just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And she's just an amazing person, both on the court and off the court. And that's what I think netball will miss, but hopeful. And I know she will continue to kind of inspire that next generation and help them, especially. I know that's one of her things, obviously, coming from Jersey, in terms of the young Jersey players as well, getting them to kind of reach that potential that she, and the dreams that she had. To give back there.
So, always repping Jersey, I love that. She never forgot her roots. That's it, I love that. I completely agree. You know, huge loss for the game, but fantastic news for her, and we're all completely behind her, of course, and excited to see what she does next. But just in terms of the impact on England on the Commonwealth Games, I think that was my second thought after I saw the announcement. What does this mean for our chances? Like you said, Serena's been a linchpin. She's a leader. She's central to, you know, that driving force through the court. Like you say, in terms of when we need to take it to a next level, it's Serena who makes that change. She steps up the gear change. How are England going to respond to this? Do you think it has a big impact on our chances this summer?
I think it definitely will have an impact, as in, like, Serena has been in the squad since 18 or 19, sorry, and she's held different roles throughout that. And these past, like, 5 years, she has been that linchpin. She's the captain as well. Yeah. Like, to lose that kind of your head of the team in such a crucial time of the year is hard. And I remember, not talking about me, but, like, just before the Glasgow Commonwealth Games when I did my Achilles. Again, that was a big part in that it doesn't just affect you that's not there. It's the rest of the team around you and all the kind of structures and systems and stuff that has been put in place. But I'm sure that that Jess and the team have made it is an environment where everybody knows what their roles are and what they're supposed to do. And it's not someone coming in to replace Serena, because you can't replace Serena, can they? But it's someone coming in to do the job that's needed. And I think it will be a blow to the team, but one that they will recover from. And when they go out and step out on the court at the Commonwealth Games, they'll have Serena in their hearts and their minds, and do it for her then.
Thanks as always for your support. Great to hear from you. We're info@thenetballshow.co.uk, or you can always send us a DM on Twitter. We're @thenetballshow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.